So, all right, we have one more storyteller tonight. This next gentleman writes for the same website I do. He also was my roommate for some time, and he also has a beard. So, and you know him as the Cut 2 guy from Prison Break, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. I had my first experience going to a Nerdalog show 2 weeks ago. Which was pretty amazing. It was a great show. I really enjoyed myself. And after my girlfriend and I left, my wonderful, amazing, beautiful girlfriend asked me if I thought I was a nerd, if I considered myself a nerd. I shut her down pretty rudely. I guess because I thought it was pretty obvious. But if anything, it compelled me to come tonight and share with you all my story of my nerdiness. My nerdiness is actually something a lot of you may consider yourselves to be nerdy about. And I suppose my nerdiness could be applauded or appreciated. It could be held up as an achievement. But the extent of my nerdiness borders compulsion. My nerdiness, or should I say my disease, is watching movies. Since January 1st, 2010, I have seen 1,076 movies. In 2010, I saw 550 movies. And this year, as of current, I've seen 526. So where did this all start? Well, not surprisingly, with unemployment. While I was living with my mom 2 hours away from the wonderful city of Chicago, I had a lot of free time. I figured when I got a job and moved back to the city with all these fun things to do, I wouldn't see so many films. But that turned out actually to be untrue, as my compulsions totally had their hooks in me already, and my movie watching rates actually increased when I found employment. Of course, I've used my movie watching to help spark my creativity. I've hosted a podcast reviewing films. I've written for blogs and websites. I currently write for a website called Nerdy Nothings. You should go there and see my running series of James Bond films.
They're really good. I edit them.
Watching every James Bond film. But sometimes these projects that I've done, they would come and go as I would lose interest. But my movie watching habits have never waned. Having studied film in college, I used to always joke and say that I was doing an independent study. But at some point, that excuse sort of loses its sense of humor and just is kind of sad. Being a person who could never just watch or read what I want to watch or read, I've always derived my viewing habits from various lists of best ofs. And I actually started, when I started these movie watching habits, I would watch entire filmographies of directors. And now, actually, I've come to watch as many films from 2011 as I could. So yes, I've seen the Smurfs. I saw Red Riding Hood and a number of direct-to-DVD films. Although I haven't seen it yet, Zookeeper is near the top of my Netflix. Really, though, I don't consider my movie-watching prowess to be what makes me a nerd. I mean, obviously it does, but it's not exactly why I'm making my confessions tonight. It is because I have compiled an extensive database chronicling my movie watching habits. Somebody's with me.
Yeah.
It started with a simple list of all of the movies I've watched, as I watched them. But as I continued watching dozens and dozens and to hundreds of movies, I felt compelled to start lists that were sorted by release date or by director. After 2010 ended, I began a new database with only films I saw in 2011, and then a third database with all the films I've seen since I've started this whole thing since the beginning of 2010. Each of these databases also contain the appropriate lists sorted by year and by director. Then I had the bright idea of starting a similar database with actors. My actor database currently contains over 6,000 different unique actors. Whenever I've seen an actor in more than three films, I take them from that just master list of names into a separate sheet on the database where I list the films that they're in. This particular spreadsheet is so large that I'm actually dreading the day that Google Docs tells me I can no longer add any cells. I won't know what to do. But by having this list, I can provide you with much irrelevant statistical data. Since the beginning of 2010, January 1st, 2010, I have seen Inception 4 times. I've seen Orgasmo 3 times. Modern classic. Since the beginning of 2010, I've seen 11 films directed by Woody Allen. I've seen 33 films directed by Alfred Hitchcock. And I've seen 4 films directed by Michael Bay. The first film I saw this year in 2011 was the wonderful John Cameron Mitchell film Rabbit Hole. The first film I saw in 2010 was the equally amazing John Chu Step Up to the Streets. I've seen 12 films featuring Richard Alexander, who is a silent film actor, a bit player for the likes of Cecil B. DeMille. I couldn't tell you what he looks like, but I've seen 12 films. I've seen 14 films that feature Timothy Spall, who happens to be in every British movie ever made. I've seen five movies released in 2011, five 2011 films that feature Bryan Cranston. I've seen 0 films starring Orlando Bloom. I've seen 171 movies that are released in 2011. And while I don't keep a running tally, with a bit of research that I did, I can tell you I've seen a total of 199 movies in theaters this year. If you do a little bit of math, that's about 4 movies a week in theaters. I've seen a movie released in every year since 1920 on to today, except I haven't seen any movies released in 1994. And it was not actually a bad year with films like The Shawshank Redemption, Pulp Fiction, what else?
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump won the Oscar that year. 93. So a number of really good. Since 2010. Yes, since I started this business. I've seen those films, but not since 2010.
Thank God.
Yes. Now, having a database like this isn't just fun and games, as I've set up a number of rules that I've had to spend way too much time arguing with myself about. For example, it should be pretty easy to tell the year of a film's release, but not always. I had to decide whether to go by the film's premiere or by the theatrical release. And since I've been watching many films, as many new films as possible, many of the 2011 films that I've seen have been very small films that none of you, I guarantee none of you have ever heard of. Many of them that played on the festival circuits for more than a year, so actually premiered in 2010. Take a recent documentary I saw that was quite enjoyable, The People vs. George Lucas. It premiered at South by Southwest Film Festival in 2010, but is now actually just coming out on DVD. See some heads nodding. You've seen it. That's great. It's a good film. A lot of websites would use the release date to... They tend to go with the premiere. Like IMDb would say that this is a 2010 movie. But I've actually decided to stick by the theatrical release, so I consider this a 2011. Now, many challenges come with some of the small films that don't have a lot of information on them. Does a run at the IFC Center or the Gene Siskel Film Center here in Chicago count as a theatrical release? What about Oscar qualifying runs in LA or New York that aren't usually publicized on websites like IMDb? Sometimes IMDb will tell me a film came out in a random country and a year before it came out in the US, and how could I really believe this? And what about foreign films? What about them? Do I use the worldwide releases or the U.S. theatrical releases? This can come particularly tricky when I'm making personal lists of the best movies of each year. And what about their names? Should I use the foreign names or the English names? Is it La Belle et la Bête, or Beauty and the Beast for the Jean Cocteau film? Is it Amélie or Les Fables Destines d'Amélie Poulain? When I alphabetize my total registry, how in the hell do I take the apostrophe into account? Does I'm Not There follow directly after I'm Number 4 or directly before Immortals? This is a particular quandary I've actually spent multiple days mulling over. Similarly, by seeing so many films from this year, I just have to feel compelled to rank them for some ridiculous reason. Perhaps to justify why I'm seeing so many, maybe? It's fairly easy to make a list of the 10 best films from the year. Even if you have to leave a few off that you really love, it's still really not that difficult. But how do you decide between films that are completely mediocre? How do I rank the 100th best film of the year over the 101st best film? How do I differentiate a huge blockbuster made for $200 million like Transformers Dark of the Moon against a small lesbian romantic musical Jamie and Jesse Are Not Together, which was probably made for less than $20,000? If I'm thoroughly entertained by A Very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas, but realize it isn't the greatest achievement in filmmaking, does it deserve to be ranked higher than a technical masterpiece that I found troublesome and often not enjoyable, also known as the Tree of Life? And I've already mentioned foreign releases with their U.S. debuts in 2011. Of course, I've listed them as 2010 films. Where many critics and list makers would put them on the list for the best of this year. So what should I do about them? Well, of course, I keep a separate list with the 2010 films that had their U.S. theatrical release in 2011. I've seen 39 of these, by the way. To make matters worse, sometimes I decide I should make an aesthetic change to my spreadsheets. Sometimes I want to change a font or line spacing. Sometimes I'm in a 11-point font mood instead of a 10-point font mood. With the size of these databases and how they're set up, this can literally take hours. I'm dreading to see Detective D and The Mystery of the Phantom Flame, not because I don't think it'll be good, because I actually believe it will be, but because the length of the title is too long to fit in my current column width. Not only am I spending an estimated 50 days of my year watching movies, 50 days a year watching movies, even just maintaining my database takes about 10 minutes for every film that I see, which isn't that much, but when you add it up, seeing about 500 unique films in a year, this takes out about 80 hours of my life. So where does it all end? I thought there would be no way I could top the 550 movies I saw in 2010, but right now I'm projected to. So what about next year? I can't see a time personally where I'm not keeping these databases or seeing hundreds of films in a year. Sure, I'm not married, I don't have children, and I have a job that I don't have to worry about when I'm not at the office. But that might not always be the case, I realize, but this compulsion has so much power over me. And like any disease, I suppose, which, you know, I could consider this, possibly the most logical end I see is when it finally kills me.
Aaron, please get everybody. Aaron, let me ask you something. Does Jamie and Justin Are Not There have Optimus Prime in it?
Jamie and Jesse Are Not Together?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
All right, it's worse than Transformers.